Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Wednesday of the 29th week of Ordinary Time. Today's theme, Eternally Busy Servanthood. What complaints do you have? What are you doing to improve each situation that has caused you to grumble? Whenever we're unhappy, it's a sign that we need to do something, take action, make a change. The feeling of being irritated and displeased is a grace-filled urge to make changes by using the gifts and training and insights that God has given us. It's not supposed to make us cranky. It's meant to motivate us off our lazy seats and do whatever we can, with God's help, following His guidance, always alert to His timing. Change starts by pointing the finger of responsibility at ourselves. Are we unhappy with others? We cannot change them, but we can improve something in our own lives to relieve the misery. Are we actively searching for alternate ways to get our needs met? Are we humble enough to change ourselves when wishing what others would change? In today's Gospel reading, from Luke chapter 12, verses 39 through 48, Jesus warns about the unfaithfulness of those who claim to be Christian yet disregard the Lord's will. When we know what needs to be done for the kingdom of God, and we have the ability to do something about it, but do nothing, this is a grievous sin of apathy, compounded by disobedience. Sometimes we're unaware of what needs to be done or how to get it done. As Jesus said, we're only accountable for what we understand. This is why a person who breaks a church law without understanding it is to be given patience and time, along with evangelization and education, by those who do understand. Woe are we if we see a need and understand its importance and have the ability to fix it and neglect to take action. Jesus wants to find us busy serving the kingdom of God in our daily lives all the way up to the hour of our deaths, in our secular workplaces and other positions in the world, not just in church. Remember, we don't have to look religious to be serving God. The decree on the apostolate of the laity from Vatican Council II was written to remind us that we are all called and gifted to renew the temporal order. We are enabled and required to restore the temporary world to the condition that God wants for it, which is a reflection of the eternal world of heaven. Society tells us that our goal for aging is to live longer and enjoy lots of restful retirement years with plenty of time to play and cater to ourselves. But Jesus did not say, "Blessed is the servant whom his master finds busy when he returns," unless he's retired. There's always a way to serve God, even if our bodies become totally disabled. Christian servanthood is the greatest possible lifestyle because it has eternal results. Why would we want to give up that to do crossword puzzles and watch TV all day? God has gifted you with the means to serve Him. You can make the world a better place, and He is relying on you. Amidst the increasing crisis of our own world today, your service is all the more necessary.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.